Hello.
Yeah, man. Welcome to our pre-show here for the second day of January 2020. We're going back to our encore phase, our encore format. We go back 1 year to January 2nd, 2019. And you know how time flies? I mean, we all say the time flies. I thought it was a whole year ago. And if you followed the show at all, then you know what I'm going to be talking about here. But it was an entire year ago that the lighter exploded behind me during that chat. Do you remember that? We were doing a bunch of, we haven't done a lot of Facebook Lives this past year. We did quite a few in 2018, but I don't recall. We used to do a lot more than we did. So we'll get back to Facebook Live. But we're going to do Facebook Lives on the BSP page. Because they're supposed to be for BSPs, you know, the backstage pass chat. Anyway, how do we do it on both channels? Can you do both? Fuck if I know, man. No, I'll think about that one. So 1 year ago, or thereabouts, so this was a Wednesday. Today's Thursday. January 2nd last year was a Wednesday. And I guess we did a Facebook Live New Year's Eve, maybe, or something. Maybe it was the preceding Friday, but the lighter exploded. And if you remember that, you know, I'm talking, it was like a fucking gunshot. And I remember Thunder was sitting in front of me on the ottoman. She took off for, like, God knows where. And I was like, God damn. I turned around. I was picking up pieces of lighter. And I'd left the lighter sitting under the fire. So we do a little review of that here, I think. Or on the show. We do it on the show. The show we're about to show you. This is me and the panel returning from our holiday break. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police discusses hosting the Facebook Live and his usual escape from the exploding lighter. His usual escape from the exploding lighter. Herb Sewell joins Jay to protest the use of his voice with animate images created by Phil on his phone, meaning the animoji heads. God damn it, this fucking... The cold's gone for the most part, but the throat is still kind of weird. So I got to deal with that. I made a bunch of fucking chili. I've gotten into this whole chili thing since I've discovered the meatless meat, you know, the Beyond Meat. It's just like ground beef. It's fantastic for chili. Perfect, in fact. But I fucked this one up because I got a jar of minced garlic. I dumped the whole fucking jar into this thing thinking it would be perfect. It was fucking horrid. It's just fucking horrid. Way too much garlic, man. So that's fucked up. I'm about to go upstairs and make another cup of coffee, I think, because I'm really fucking beat. And like that. But we're going to do this, do it right. This was episode, we're up to episode 1605, right? Episode 1605. From 1 year ago, this was episode 1324. So the year before, January of 2018, we were probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 1,000. Or getting, you know, so I'm thinking that episode 1,000 was somewhere in the year of 2017. I remember when we hit episode 1,000 of that just fantastic, spectacular podcast that we're doing. I'm going to tell you this. I am devoted. I am determined this year for this show, this podcast, this digital offering of our show to bust out and make it into the top 10 ranks. Because we've kind of been feeling our way with this thing, man. You know, it's not the old radio show. I get it, you know. I get it. I fucking get it. Because we're not on the fucking radio anymore, you know? But I've never been a guy to shy away from challenges or experimentation or any of that shit. And, you know, I'm not that dumb. I can see the handwriting on the wall when I'm in an industry that's headed in a different direction. So there are a million different reasons why we make the decisions we make. But when you make them, you make them. And you make them work. And if you don't make them fucking work, then you ain't worth a pinch of shit, man. You ought to be doing some other shit. So we never, ever, ever give up here. We are always trying, always making great efforts and strides in making everything we fucking do a massive financial, if not, you know, worldwide boffo box office hit. We damn sure are going to make money with it. So having said all of that, I really believe this is going to be the year. I really do. Now, how am I going to do that? I have no idea, but we'll figure it out. So what I'm going to do now, first thing I got to do is, I know we have, this is the playoff weekend in the NFL. Thank fucking God the goddamn regular season's over. Jesus H. Christ. I'm telling you, it's like never fucking ending with that goddamn football. However, we're lucky in that we have only one game this week. excuse me. When will I be loved? Where the hell is the fucking, here it is. Not 12:23. I got to go up to this? You're kidding. All right, here we go. I've been pushed round. I've been turned into ground round. What the fuck is this? What? What do you mean the weekend's of 12:25? This motherfucker is from the week, is the week of 12:30. Oh, man. All right. I know it's the Buffalo Bills and Houston Texans. That's AFC, right? So there's got to be an NFC wildcard game. I'll look it up. You mean you don't know, Phil? Fuck no. Fuck no. All right, it's all right. It's okay. I don't even want to look and see what happened to Everton in the Premier League. Watch this. Lost to Manchester City 2-1. All right. Why did I think it would be any other fucking way? That was today. Sunday. What happened Saturday? We beat Newcastle. Or I knew we beat Newcastle. Okay, 2-1. You're right. So, all right. So now comes January 1st. We lose that motherfucking Manchester City. Fuck them. Friday, Saturday, here we go. This fucking boxing weekend is, like, insane. What? Aren't we playing? No, we're playing Brighton and Hove. Brighton and Hove, you know. Oh, they're taking the weekend off. It's an international weekend. Table. Everton. In 11th place. Well, it beats the shit out of being in relegation, man. And you beat two teams you should have beaten. Manchester City, I don't know what happened there, but, you know, I should have penciled that in as a loss. Excuse me. Christ almighty. All right, man, here we go. NFL. The NFL. This is Charlie Tuna and the NFL. Titans and Patriots. Is it possible the Titans pull the upset on the road against the Pats? The Titans, who won only 9 fucking games. Patriots, 12, the Patriots, a fucking wild card team. When were they last a wild card team? I'm going to take the fucking Bills. Oh, Houston's favored, huh? They're favored by, all things being even, you're favored by 3 at home. Well, you get 3 points for being at home, but they're only favored by 2.5. I'm going to take Buffalo. Okay, man.